This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
We thank you for tuning in today. Appreciate that. Lifestyle Indy Radio, formerly Boomer Radio. Now we're Lifestyle Indy, your life, your style. Same great content, same great guests. Just the fun we've always had for the last 3 years. Welcome to the show, Laura Groniger. Hey.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great. We've talked to you a few times about some of the different fun activities that happen in Indianapolis. Today, we're going to talk about the Flower and Patio Show.
You're right. We're so excited about it.
Every spring, we get excited about this. The dates for the Flower and Patio Show this year, today, March the 9th through the 17th. So a couple of good, solid weeks. I imagine we'll see some of the same things that we always see because they're so popular.
Yes. Well, we do the plant market every year that everybody loves because they love to come in and buy their blooms and their annuals and perennials for the spring planting. So they'll be there in abundance. We're super excited about that. And then, of course, always, always, always the beautiful gardens that we have that from some of the area's greatest landscape companies. So we're very excited about that as well.
There's always something new and exciting. What's trending these days? Do you know, or you're too busy planning everything?
Well, kind of that, but yes. I mean, everybody wants to see more flowers and more color, so we've definitely added that and spoken with all the landscapers this year, and they're all big in terms of their florals. Water features are good. We've got a hot tub in one of the spas, lots of pergolas, those sorts of things, decks. Outdoor kitchens are always popular, so again, we'll be featuring some of those as well. And one of our gardens is doing this really neat bridge kind of look and feel, so that'll be fun in the expo hall.
So I'm wondering if this is out there, but, you know, the Pantone Colors of the Year this year, it's coral. Do the Pantone Colors of the Year make their way into gardens, too, like they do clothing?
They probably do, but I am not the expert to ask, unfortunately. I could connect you with one that is.
That's interesting. No, I was just thinking about that because it's such a pretty color.
You're right.
For flowers. I mean, the Gerber daisies in that color, gorgeous.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
The hydrangeas are popular. The flowering trees are always popular, but don't ask me any names of them.
Okay, I won't. So, like, one of the things that's interesting, it's like they do the designer dog breeding. They do, I don't know what they call it. Is it designer, like, flower and plant breeding? What would you call it? Yeah, they do.
Yes, I mean, they definitely do that. And Tommy Ferris from McNamara always does a spectacular job for us, and he would definitely be the person to talk to about that. McNamara has a greenhouse, a big one, up in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So he could tell you anything and everything you wanted to know about flowers and how all of that works.
That's so cool. I like seeing some of the hybrid things that they come up with.
Yeah. McNamara is doing our lobby entrances as you come in, and they're also doing a grand entrance into West Pavilion Gardens.
So. Oh, cool.
They are just going to do a fantastic job for us this year again.
Well, I have a wealthy friend, and she gets her Christmas tree from McNamara every year. They're like, this is what we want. And they just come into her home and whip one up.
Oh,
wouldn't that be nice?
It would be so nice.
So
and they're
crazy.
So creative. My goodness. They
gorgeous.
Just do spectacular work. Yes.
They really do. They truly do. There's a lot of local companies that do a great job, too.
Absolutely.
They really are. George Thomas on the east side, I know, does a great job in Irvington for different things that I've been a part of, like prom flowers, things like that. But
right, exactly.
They'll all be represented at the Indy Flower and Patio Show, I'm sure.
A lot of them will be. You're absolutely right.
So tell me about some of the special guests. You always have like cool people, like Sarah Bendrick's going to be there.
Ew.
She's a designer.
Yes, and I love her topic. I hate my yard because this year, about this time of year, I hate my yard.
Me too.
Sarah is fantastic, and she could not be a nicer person, too. So she comes to us from DIY Network, and she does the I Hate My Yard show. She'll be here on opening weekend on Saturday, March 9th and Sunday, March 10th. And then we have the very, very popular Chris Lambden, who brings Order to Your Lawn. He's on DIY Network's Lawn and Order and Yard Crashers. And he was a former bachelor in his bachelor days.
So now I wonder, did he end up marrying the girl from the show? Has it been that?
I don't think he married her.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's hard to keep up with
that. But he is happily married. And
oh, good.
We'll kids here and there, I believe, he and his wife, a child or two in there. So, yeah, he's happily married, family man now.
So he found happiness. Now he's helping with our gardens and our yards.
The days are over, yes. And he'll be here on Friday, March 15th, Saturday the 16th, and Sunday the 17th. So he's going to close the show out on the final weekend.
Because that second full weekend he'll be with us. Wonderful, wonderful.
Exactly.
So, as always, IndianaFlowerAndPatioShow.com. I like going there and just checking on the exhibitors list to see if my favorites are there, and you can do that. You just by clicking, search the exhibitors. I think the website's really helpful. You've got blogs, you've got discount coupon links.
Yep, they are. We do. Yes, you can go to the website and get $2 off tickets, so it's less expensive. It's $15 at the door, so you can get them for $13 online.
I'm hoping we're giving them away on our Lifestyle Indie Facebook page, but I forgot to check with Mary Pat. And Mary Pat, actually, she's having something's going on with her dog. That's why she's not here today. So I'm hoping and praying that rascal's okay. But we'll know in time. But the Facebook page, our Facebook page, is always a wealth of information. I'm sure we'll have a link to the Indiana Flower and Patio Show on there.
Good. That'd be great.
All right. So we've talked about some of the celebrities, but there are speakers who are just experts, you know, that are always a part of the Flower and Patio Show. Tell us about some of those, please.
So we have Sherry Lowe, the Queen of Free, who's going to kind of tie it into saving money for outdoor strategies. We also have Liz Henderson, who's doing a beautiful feature for us. Landscape tables and kind of how to throw a backyard party and how to make your tables look beautiful. And she'll also be on stage answering your questions and giving you tips on how to do a great party outside. We also have the Purdue Master Gardener Program. So Purdue has they have a great booth in the show in Expo Hall, and then they also have a couple of speakers that will be on stage talking about, you know, best way to garden and to, you know, make your have success with your garden, I would say, more than anything.
And I've had a garden patch for many years, but I haven't always been successful. Try different things. And they tell me it has to do with the soil. I just, you know, to read about the soil and to make it perfect is just not my thing. But if I can't,
I know.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I wish I cared more. But I do want succulent tomatoes, but I don't want to do the work.
Right. And we also have Carol. We have, Gems is coming. Joellen Meyer-Sharp, who's a great expert in that arena. So she'll be helping people with their gardens. And we also have Carol Michael, who's a lifelong gardener and Indiana resident, that'll be talking to you again about how to get your vegetables to grow and your and how to fix foods and delicious foods from the vegetables that you grow in your yard. So, yeah, we've got great speakers this year that we're really excited about.
Going to look that one up. So would you say that the presentations that I've seen have been pretty interactive. Would you say that that's what you're expecting again this year?
Absolutely. People love to get the crowd interactive and answer questions. So make sure that you come, that your folks come with questions in mind, because that really kind of gets everybody's juices flowing and makes everybody excited about it. So,
And I think sometimes your question is the same question somebody else in the audience has.
Absolutely.
Many
absolutely
times.
Right. Yep.
Contests and promotions. What have we got going on there? I'm looking.
So we
on
always
the...
have a, some contests. I think we've got something with Clint Harp right now online. So you have to check that out. Yeah, on the website. And Habitat for Humanity is also our charity, so you can go online and you can also donate to Habitat.
I see it. Win a trip for two to Waco, Texas. Enter for a chance to win a trip.
I mean,
for
who
two
would not want to do that,
with
right?
Clint Harper. Oh my gosh, it'd be so fun. It would be a great time.
So fun, yes.
Love it.
Absolutely.
There is a home show sampler, a chance to win a prize package. Oh, this is fun. Your website's really cool.
Thank you.
Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that interesting chair. Okay, it's sucking me in. I love the outdoor furniture. I wish I had a covered area like in my backyard for that. It so many people are using the outdoor area as an extended extra living space. Are we going to see some of that?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We have Wicker Works will be there displaying all her beautiful furniture. RG Decor will be there. There's several others. Family Leisure will be there. So, yeah, lots to do and see for your outdoor enjoyment.
Oh, no, I love that. Okay, so I know that I was there, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, towards the end, and I always bring this up because it's such a cheesy thing, but I enjoy it. There's a big line. I think it's McNamara, where at the end of the show that Sunday when they close at 5 o'clock, you can go and get inexpensive plants that have been on display, because they don't want to take them with them, right?
Yeah, it's actually all the landscapers. So if you come to the show and you see stuff that you like, you can talk to the landscapers about putting a hold on it for you. You can come back and get it at 5:01 on Sunday, March 17th. So yeah, all the landscapers and McNamara's included in that have plants and things for sale. And you can get good buys, especially with the landscapers and what they've got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, well, some of that stuff, you know, it's been there a couple of weeks. They take good care of it and water it, but it's, you know, a lot to take it all back, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so they'll sell it and get some good deals. Absolutely.
So I'm on the website, Indiana Flower and Patty Show.com, and it literally, if you click show, feature, stage, schedule, it goes day by day. And it tells you hour by hour exactly what's going on. So maybe you already have a day picked out. You can go to that day, see who's there, plan strategically. I have to tell you a little sidebar rabbit trail story. So I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. My sister lives in Cleveland. This has been a few weeks ago. So like I'm there, I'm excited. It's towards the end of the day, but there's still several hours that it's open. Well, you know, I'm going around seeing all the stuff. And then I realized the last movie that had the induction of the class of 2018, like, it ran at 4 o'clock. I'm like, excuse me, I was there, but I missed it because I didn't check the schedule. I was so, I'm still mad at myself about it. I'm still mad about it. But if you go to this particular stage schedules, you can look at your day, see when the talkers, the bloggers or the speakers are, and you can, and you can really, really plan. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
So we've got, I'm looking here, and I thought I saw something about trending. I always want to know what's trending. Tips and trends in floral design. That's 2 o'clock on March the 16th, in case you're wondering. I always start thinking about, you know, there are people that are having summer or spring weddings. What are the hot things that ladies are carrying for bouquets these days? I mean, we know roses are always popular, but, you know, there's different things that people...
There are, and you're right, there's always trendy flowers, too. And the American Institute of Floral Design is at the show every year.
Ooh.
And they will be there, and they'll be some of our stage presentations. And they've also got an area where it's called You Pick Blooms.
Mm.
And you can pick your blooms, and you can put together a neat... floral arrangement that you can purchase from them.
Very good.
And we also have a really fun truck. So you heard of the food trucks and everything else. Well, we have an awesome flower truck from Stems. And it's just a darling truck that you can buy and pick your florals and have arrangements made or make arrangements yourself and take them with you. So some fun places where you can make your own floral arrangements in a couple of different areas in the building.
All right. We're talking to Laura Groninger. She is with the Indiana Flower and Patio Show. We're going to come right back, take a quick break. I want to talk about the food and some different things that we haven't covered, other places they could maybe purchase the tickets and get more information. So stand by, Laura. And
hey, thank you.
We'll be right back with more Lifestyle Indie Radio on Freedom 95.
Listening to Lifestyle Indie, your life, your style.
And we appreciate you. We're glad you're with us. We're speaking to Laura Groninger. She is with the Indiana Flower and Patio Show that's been in our community for how long now, Laura? Many years.
61 years.
What?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I know. Yeah. I haven't quite been on Earth 61
no,
years.
No, me either.
Yet, so.
Happy to say, not quite that old. But... it's been around. It has evolved, we can say. From year to year, it evolves. We get to see the latest trends in jacuzzis and flowers and gardens and landscape and all that stuff, right?
Exactly. All of that stuff. Spas, you name it, we got it.
And you can stay all day. You know why? Because they've got snacks, right?
We do have snacks and a beer garden.
A beer garden? Okay. Is that easy to find? Is this spread out over the course of several exhibit areas? You know how sometimes you walk from
buildings. Yep, it's in two buildings, West Pavilion and Expo Hall.
Expo Hall and West Pavilion.
The beer garden is in the Expo Hall. It's a Unilock beer garden, and they will take care of your adult beverages. And then we have lots of food places. We have concessions that are great, but we also have a lot of exhibitors, anywhere from Master's Barbecue to, I think we have cupcakes and chocolates from South Bend Chocolate Company, and different dips you can buy. Just a little bit of everything.
Anything popcorn. For your outdoor party. Popcorn.
Yeah.
Love it all. So you have something there at the Indiana Flower and Patio Show called Feature Gardens, and you did mention it earlier. Can we talk about the feature gardens that we'll see?
Yeah. So we have nearly 100,000 square feet of feature gardens.
Wow.
And it's, some of the area's top landscapers, over 20, 25 landscapers that are doing beautiful landscape gardens, incorporating a little bit of everything. You'll see anything from we'll have some hot tubs in some of the spaces.
Mm-hmm.
We've got beautiful outdoor kitchens. We've got, they also have beautiful florals, lots of hardscapes you can take a look at, on how you might want to, you know, redo or update your own patio. It's going to be spectacular. Very excited about it.
You know what? We talk a lot about the outdoor, areas, but you know, plants are very good for inside the home. I think I do mm-hmm. better with the plants on the inside of my home than I do on the outside. I'm not sure why
that
is.
Yeah.
But I've finally mastered it. I've got a couple of plants that I've had for a very long time, I'll just say. One of them is like that rubber tree. They're easy. You can't really mess those up too bad. That's
you
one
can't
of
kill them.
No, you know, and I'm gonna say I've replanted it once, but it's huge. It's very tall. It's hard to like keep up. They don't make the little green sticks tall enough for it almost anymore. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sure they have an official name for those green sticks, but you know what I mean. But anyway,
good job.
So we'll address probably those plants that can live inside your home as well, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In the plant market, you'll find a little bit of everything. So you'll see it all.
I remember last year, they also had things like decorative rocks that you don't think about, you know, that could kind of jazz things up a bit. I kind of got stuck in that decorative rock area for a while because it was cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and we also have stuff for the inside of your home. We have, you know, some home decor in the show. We have window companies. We have, you know, just a little bit of everything. So, yes, it's a flower and patio show, but we also incorporate the home within the show. So you can find anything for your home inside or outside at the show.
I think if there's one thing, you know, if I had that extra money, I would have fresh flowers every day. I really would. I love fresh flowers. Don't you love fresh flowers?
Love them.
They're beautiful.
Absolutely.
They just kind of brighten up the home, you know?
Uh-huh.
They really do. All right. Let's talk about, let's see. It starts, we go through the 17th.
Saturday, March 9th.
Okay.
Saturday, March 9th through Sunday, March 17th.
9th through the 17th. Perfect.
Yeah.
Is it easy to go online to get tickets?
Yeah, it's super easy. Just go on IndianaFlowerAndPatioShow.com and click the buy tickets, and that takes you right to the ticket page, and that gives you, again, a $2 savings off of the box office ticket.
Yeah, if you plan ahead, you can save some money, depending on how many people. Do you have, like, can you bring the little wee was for free, or what's the age limit
there? Anybody under 12 gets in.
Oh, wow, that's generous, actually.
12 and under,
cool. Yeah, and I see a group of 20 or more. There's a discount for that, too. Cool.
Right.
Bring the whole garden club.
There you go.
It would be nice if we could bring the whole neighborhood, and we could all have, like, these beautiful front and backyards. Wouldn't that be great? All righty. Well, the Indiana Flower and Patio Show coming up again, the 9th through the 17th. What have we not covered? We've talked about the fun guests, the celebrities, the...
Oh, my gosh. I think we've got it
order
all.
Of business.
Yeah.
I do, too. The food, all of it. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a kids area by Recreation Unlimited. It's got some fun area to bring your kids to hang out. I think they've got a play set and a basketball goal, so...
You know what? I got stuck there last year for quite a long time with my grandson. It was like, oh, but it was great. He had a great time. And then you have to think about this, Laura. It's like they're not so much into looking at flowers and patios and chickens.
Right,
they're just not.
Right.
So after a couple hours of that, it really was kind of a nice way for him to, you know, get off some steam and to play and, instead of I don't want to go over there. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
So if you tell the kids, hey, they actually have an area, you're going to be able to play. Just go to two or three more exhibits with me. We'll go play. Then we'll get to go get something to eat. You know, they're usually agreeable to something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. IndianaFlowerAndPatioShow.com. We'll see you there today through the 17th. Laura Groninger has been our guest. Thank you, as always, for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And we will talk to you soon. You are listening.
All right, you take care.
Bye now.
All right,
you're listening to Lifestyle Indie Radio on Freedom 95.